Using human stem cells that have been teased into becoming early brain cells, researchers at Johns Hopkins and two other institutions have found a link between Zika virus infection and compromise of developing nerve tissue, which may explain how microcephaly results when a pregnant woman becomes infected. Han Jun Song, a professor of neurology and neuroscience at Johns Hopkins, explains.
We start from the stem cells derived from humans. We turn them into cortical precursor cells. So those are the cells eventually give rise to the cortex. So we ask a very simple question. Can the virus infect them? If they do, what's the impact? What we find that, actually to our surprise, is virus can infect these cells very efficiently. Not only they infect these cells very efficiently, and now the precursor cells become a factory to make more virus.
Song says this stem cell model could also be used to test potential therapies. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.